Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say we are here in Season 6 using the Mishnah elucidated from Artsko with the phrase-by-phrase translation and commentary, the book family edition of Seder Nezikin from Maseches Avos. We are looking at Chapter 1, Paragraph 13, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Sorry about the noise in the background. Someone is cutting something down. Hu Haya Omer, Hillel used to say, one of the great sages from the Talmud, one of the great sages, great stories about Hillel. We know he was the one that had the convert come to him to be converted on one foot. He was the one that had endless patience. People were asking questions on Erev Shabbat, which is always the hardest day of the week. He was the one that listened and tried to learn Torah while it was snowing. Under four amos of Torah, he is the great sage who used to say, Negid Shema, Negat Shema, Avad Shema. And of course, we read the Hebrew first before looking at the English translation, then looking at the notes. Udala Mosif Yasef, Udala Yalef Ketala Chayav, Udish Tamash Besagah Chalaf. He used to say, someone whose name becomes widely known should know that his name will soon be lost. That is, he will die before his time, God forbid. We'll look at that in a second. Someone who does not increase his study of Torah will lose his knowledge of it. Someone who does not study Torah at all is deserving of death, God forbid. Someone who uses the crown of Torah for his own gain will pass away. Hopefully we only know from good things and happy things and terrific things, especially with our names and especially with Torah learning in our lifetime. But the notes point out that the literal translation of Negat Shema is a drawn-out name, meaning that his name is known far and wide. A person who rises to a position of power dies before his time, as the Gemara Pesachim 87b states, positions of authority bury their holders, as Rav points out. This is because they become too used to having authority over others and they end up exercising it in arrogant ways. As Rashi Pesachim points out, the notes also point out, if one does not always strive to increase his Torah knowledge, then he will forget the Torah he has already learned, as Rav points out, and we talked about on the Daf, Tani Talk Staff, that you have to always constantly review, constantly start anew, different learning so that you can learn it, seize it, and really acquire it in your life. And a person who refuses to study Torah at all is worse than someone who does not increase his Torah knowledge, as Rav points out. Of all of God's creatures, only man was given a mind to study his Torah. Someone who does not use these gifts for that purpose is not justifying his existence and therefore does not deserve to live. As Rabbeinu Yonah points out, the crown of Torah refers to the high status a person is accorded when he has acquired a great deal of Torah knowledge, as the Mishnah points out below. One who uses the status improperly as a tool for personal gain will pass from the world, Rav points out, by dying before his time, God forbid. So make sure to use the Torah in the right name. Make sure to make a good name for yourself. They talk about the crowns of Torah, the crowns of priesthood, the crowns of kingship, and the crown of a good name for yourself is higher than all of those things. By doing chesed in your life, in your town, from your own home, by doing Torah knowledge, by doing what you can in this lifetime, you can do that. Using the Torah for the good means, for the good purposes, studying the Torah, making sure you use your days, whatever you can, little bit, little there, whether on videos or podcasts or whether reading different things, what you can do to study Torah, to learn Torah, making sure not to use the crown of Torah for bad things, but to use the crown of Torah for good things, to use your Torah learning to advance your knowledge, to advance your presence of Hashem, the presence of Hashem in this world, whatever we can, to make the manifestation of Hashem's presence a little greater, having the ability for Hashem to have a Kiddush Hashem, to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim a little more every day in all different ways would be great for us to do. Join us next time as we talk about one of the most famous phrases in the entire Pirkei Avos, Im Ein Ani Li Mi Li, talking about standing up for yourself when no one else will stand up for you. We'll talk about that next time here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.